Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the streets! Oh, wait. Mr. LeGarrette Blount. The streets is talking, let's go!
DJ.
If I hit you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. Give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Can try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. The streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holler at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holler if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. So they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now.
When I say we in the streets, we in the streets. You know what I mean? Literally. Riding down the boulevard, you know what I mean, with the microphone, you know what I mean, just, you know, in the streets, I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying, try to get at some people. We got a lot of things that's going on, and it's just crazy. We via satellite, I'm here in Cleveland, Ohio, and T-Row is in, you know what I mean, Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm just here covering a lot. We got a lot going on in the hometown. We got the Indians with the Astros. You got Arena Super Bowl with the Gladiators against the Arizona Rattlers. You got officially maybe 12:01 midnight, the trade goes down with Kevin Love, sending him over here with LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. Johnny Money has to take the back seat to your boy, Mr. Hoyer. He will be starting. He's been named the starting quarterback thus far. You know what I mean? And you got the, you know, the Browns, they play the Chicago Bears. They play the St. Louis Rams tomorrow. So it's a lot going on, man, in the sports town of, you know, Cleveland, Ohio, man. What's going on out there in Phoenix, bro? What's the deal, baby?
Oh, man, you know what it is. We out here in the streets, man. We out here in Phoenix, man. We actually at the shop, man. I got Dana Pope with me rolling. I got Anthony Cowell with me rolling. Had Ramon with me, you know, but he had to go do his thing. We down there at Kim's shop called Fat Cuts down there off of, you know, the streets and old Camelback. So if anybody need a fresh cut before they go out tonight, you know where to come to.
Yeah, man, y'all, you hold them hostage, man. I'll be there tomorrow, man. So keep them boys hostage, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Keep
that's
them in
what
the building.
It is.
Yeah, keep them in the building. I hope they listening and they get a perspective, man. A lot's been going on. Your boy, you know, Mr. Bell and Mr. Blunt was caught with a couple blunts. You know what I mean? And the city of Pittsburgh and. You know, Mike Tomlin was not happy yesterday during their game. You know what I mean? So we got a lot to talk about. Derrick Rose was, you know, sidelined for a couple practices in the exhibition game. You know, what do you think? Is that a, you know, is he capping or he ain't capping? No capping allowed. New segment of the show, man. Is it a big deal or a big deal or no deal? So we got a lot going on, man. So, Ro, first on the marquee. Johnny Manziel being benched. And I'm not even going to say being benched. He was beat out. He was beat out. Ron Hoyer would be your starting quarterback week one against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, after saying all that in the press conference, Coach Pett, he said that they're going to have packages for Johnny Money and they might have a quarterback system. Do you think that was smart for him to say now? He's coached under Rex Ryan. He's seen a quarterback controversy with, you know, Mark Sanchez and, you know, Tebow and, you know, that type of thing. So wouldn't he have learned from that, man, just to name a starting quarterback and leave it alone? Or do you think that was smart for him to say that they might have a quarterback system?
To be honest with you, L Boogie, I think Coach Stein don't know what really he has, man. He's stuck right now, and like Coach Parcells always told us, even in the '90s, or even when he was with the Giants, if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one. And in this particular situation, it's so sticky because Cleveland, as an organization, wants Brian Hoyer to be the leader of the team, but because there's a new sheriff in town and there's a guy who you drafted with all this hype, you know, now the city wants this guy to lead them in a certain way. So it's kind of hard for Coach Patan to be where he is right now because, I mean, if he doesn't go with the veteran, he's going to lose out. If he goes with the rookie, he's going to lose out because we know the rookies always have to go, you know, with the bumps and the bruises. But, hey, it is what it is, L Boogie. Johnny just got beat out, and because he got beat out, now he has to come off the bench. How long will he be riding that pine? I don't know. But it won't be for long, L Boogie. I can tell you that. I can tell you that when Johnny gets his opportunity, he's going to take full advantage of it. And, boy, Brian Hoyer might not even be able to keep that Browns uniform on. He might have to go and trade out to go somewhere else. Because you know in this game, L Boogie, when you start the season as a starter, you don't like to end the season on the bench. And I've seen a lot of quarterbacks who have had that opportunity and lost it. And the very next season, they win another team. So I'm just saying, L Boogie, Brian Hoyer better get it right because that young stud that's sitting behind him is ready to take his job. You know what I mean? So Coach Bataille really kind of, he kind of covering his own tracks by saying what he's saying, because he can't really say that he's honestly wants to go with Brian Hoyer, you know. It just let me know that there are some question marks that he ain't too, he's not really comfortable with what's going on right now. So, you know, it is what it is. He got his hands full of Boogie, but I tell you what, I'd rather have my hands full with that than just having a quarterback that just has one question mark and no backup. So that's what I think. You think Coach Bataille made a mistake? You think he should have kept his mouth shut since he came from Rex Ryan?
Yeah, I really think he should have, you know what I mean, not said a word, just went with Brian Hoyer, because just, let's just think. Maybe he would have been a little bit more comfortable. You've seen it, man. You know, it's Monday Night Football. Both guys was a little itchy. It was a lot of pressure on the line. And, you know, you should have just, you know, did what they, what Jacksonville did with Bortles. He knows he's not starting right away. Everybody knows what it is. So when you do that, you know what I mean, then it's very, you know what I'm saying, good, because no pressure. Now, if Henny goes out there and mess up, then you got Bortles. You can roll with that. Just like here. Let Hoyer go out there from the start. He should have been a starter. Forget it. And then after that, let Johnny come in after the bye week and do what he's doing, go through the growing pains. But give Hoyer a chance. And the thing that I keep saying, on the flip side of that, I don't think he's ready because of the ACL. But around town, I talked to Tony Grossi. He's one of the beat writers for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And he said that he's, you know, from what we've seen, because I've been out to camp two times, he looks, you know, is 100%, no excuses. So we'll see, because the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be mad after what happened with their situation coming into week one, because their defense is going to have to do numbers, because it looks like LeGarrette Blount and Mr. Bell will not be playing week one. What do you think about that, Ro? And then he had the nerve to sit up there and say, I didn't know that you can get a DUI for smoking weed. Can you believe that, man? He said that in the streets.
Yeah, see, that's just going to prove that, you know, education is necessary, L Boogie. You got this guy, you got these two guys, and with Le'Veon Bell and then your boy, you know, LeGarrette Blount. It's just sad, L Boogie, that these guys have put themselves in a situation where it was most critical. Now, it's not that, you know, the fact of that, you know, these guys were doing some extracurricular, you know, before they take a road trip. That's not the problem. Well, the problem lies, L Boogie, is that you got busted on your way to the plane to get the board on the plane. And then you got pulled over by the cops and he had to go to jail. And come on, and then everybody in the car want to say it's mine. I understand that you want to take, you know, you don't want your boys to go to jail, but come on, man, have a little bit better sense than that. You could have been at home and done what you needed to do 3 hours before you left to get on. Do you know what I'm saying, L Boogie? But no, you have to be dumb and do it while you in the car, and you do it while you got the windows down while you blowing that good. Come on, L Boogie. I don't understand. What's wrong with these people today, L Boogie?
Frenzy. It's crazy. You know what I mean? I don't understand it. But the thing about it is, on the flip side of that is that because we in the streets, and what if a couple guys probably, you know, did that too. They just didn't get caught. You know what I'm saying? On the ride, you know what I'm saying, to the airport. Or they could have had a drink. You know what I mean? So I'm very understandable as far as that is concerned, but why you don't have drivers? You got a game the next day. Why you don't have drivers? Man, that's killing me, man. That is really killing me. And, you know, I don't understand why they would do something like that. But let me ask you this. How many games do you think Roger Goodell is going to suspend him?
How many games? You know Roger Goodell is iffy, man. He be throwing it up in there. I can't tell you. What, he going to give a one-game suspension because it's their first offense? Well, I don't know about LeGarrette Blount. He been tripping to the league. But Le'Veon Bell, you going to give one game because it's his first offense? I don't understand, L. Boogie. But I ain't going to make no comment on it because Roger Goodell is iffy on it.
Right. But the thing about it, though, is that Mr. Blount really hasn't gotten in any trouble since he's been in the league. Yes, he's jumped around. I think guys don't want to pay him because of this type of situation as far as the risk. So, you know, they don't want to give him a big payday because of a situation like this. So, you know, he had his off-the-field troubles, and when he ran up on the guy, I mean, when the Boise State guy ran up on him, and then he just lost it, you know what I mean, in college. So he's had his situations, but I got to suspend him minimum of one game. I'm looking at, you know, Bo over in Kansas City, how many games he's got suspended for that situation. And I'm thinking that he, you know what I'm saying, he's going to miss that game. But let me ask you this, Ro. You know, we're in the street. Remember, it's a couple of states that have legal marijuana, you know, the legal marijuana law. Am I correct?
Yeah, Colorado, California. There are some other states that are trying to get it, but, you know, them bylaws are still up in the way. So there are a couple of, but Colorado and California, you can definitely get it in.
So my question is this. If one of those guys had a medical, you know, marijuana card, right?
Right.
Legally, the police couldn't do anything to him because it's not over a certain amount. I've been doing some research on this. So
absolutely.
What would the police could not charge them with anything, but just would have gave him a citation for a DUI.
Right.
Okay. Still,
but the thing about that is,
I'm listening.
The thing about that, L. Boogie, is this. You got to be in one of those states in order for that to happen, and you have to have a marijuana card. You have to be legal. You know what I mean? These guys aren't legal. Just because they have a different type of shield don't give them that credit for them to go out and do what they did. So like you say, if you have a certain amount, which I believe is just less than an ounce, if you don't have more than an ounce, it's just a citation or a warning, depending on how you present your paperwork or your licenses. You know what I mean? So if that's the case, these guys need to hurry up and get right, get situated. But come on, man, you're going about the wrong way, L. Boogie. You know how it is, L. Boogie. We just don't go out there and just show ourselves to the people. We go behind the scenes, do what we got to do, and then when you see it, you got that look on your face. Hey, is he what? Nah, he don't look like it. Nah, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? But when you just out there publicly thinking you just a man that you can't get caught, you see what happens. It's just amazing to me, L. Boogie. These guys, 25, 26 years old or younger, and they just making it seem like the marijuana situation ain't nothing. Y'all gonna make the league hammer down on the rules, and then it's gonna be really crucial later on for the future. And yeah, I mean, they just messing it up for everybody, L. Boogie. So I ain't down for how these guys are going about doing what they did, man. And it's just sad that, you know, that they were able to play. And see, now, let me ask you this, L. Boogie, because I didn't agree with them having an opportunity to play in the preseason. Does this run on the same lines as the Josh Gordon situation? I know that Josh Gordon was, you know, last year he was put out there, and now this year they gave him kind of like that ultimatum type of deal. Do you think that this is going to follow along the lines with Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount on the same level as the Josh Gordon, where you might get suspended for the first six games of this season. If it happens again, we might have to sit you out for a whole year. You think that's going to be the case with these guys?
With those two guys, I think it's just going to be a game, maybe two, and then just play them. If the league doesn't do anything, Pittsburgh will. You know, they're a stand-up organization. They don't like that type of stuff. They're very embarrassed about it, as you can see. But I thought it was a punishment because we know guys who are like Bell and Blunt, who know they're going to make the team, they really don't want to play in preseason. So
that's why they were talking up, Boogie.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So they don't want to play in preseason, you know what I mean? So if they would have got benched, they would have been happy, like, ooh, but they had
right.
to play. And,
right.
you know, with South Demers, Ben did not look good. Looked like his timing was off with a couple receivers. I know he had the touchdown, but his offensive line looked at very suspect and very cupcake-ish, you know what I mean? And it might be a long game one for Ben and company. He's going to have to pull some tricks out because Cleveland's defense, we know, is not that bad.
I was going to say, they top 10 at least, top 12. And if Pittsburgh thinks they could just come in and just do the norm, you know, go off of what's been happening the past couple few years, they got another thing coming, man, because like you say, Cleveland defense is not bad. And I'm going to tell you this, with Brian Hoyer in the game leading the way, I don't see Brian Hoyer letting them down either, because Brian Hoyer has a pretty nice record since he's been a starter with the Cleveland Browns. So I think Brian Hoyer is going to really show and prove why he should be the starter and let everybody know that, hey, I'm the man. I don't care about no Johnny Money. I done did all this talking. Watch what I do. I'm 3-0 around here. Not 0-3.
No
get it right.
No doubt. No doubt. When we come back from the commercial, man, we got a lot more to talk about with this preseason football. How did Philly look to you? Man, it's going down. They look like they tough in the NFC East, bro. But you already know. T-Bro L Boogie. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go.
Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked round good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey, here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Cash. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Ooh, ooh. That Uncle
Knock him out the box, Rick.
Really
Knock him out, Rick.
I know, Yeah. What we do, WWDO Radio. Oh.
Man, it's going down. It's your boy T-Ro and L Boogie. Man, it's Friday, and we still got a lot more to talk about. And I told you, we got a new part of the show called No Capping Allowed. Is he capping or is he, you know what I mean, stand up? So, got a couple things we can holler about on that. Man, shouts out once again to everybody tuning in, man, all over the world, my people in Australia. You know what I mean? What's up, mate? You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, man, just want to say that. But, yeah, man, bro, more
yo,
comments
yo.
About
yo.
The situation with Johnny Money. I'll say this, though, bro. All he has to do is wait his turn and look and watch. But he didn't look that great himself. He looked overwhelmed, you know what I'm saying, too. So I think it's a good thing for him to sit down, watch, and see what happens.
You know what, L-Boogie, I'm going to say this about... I'm going to say this about Johnny. I expected Johnny to have a little, you know, I expected the brights to be a little bit too bright for Johnny in the preseason, you know what I mean? Johnny's going to be one of those guys that it's going to take him about 5, 6, 7 weeks, kind of like Geno Smith, you know what I mean? When Geno kind of looked funny in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season last season when he took over, right? And then as the season ended, he looked as if he actually belonged in the NFL, right? So I think Johnny is one of those type of players that you just have to, he just has to be on the field and experience it. And once he experiences it, he'll be able to try to figure it out or make that curve so that we can be like, now that's the Johnny that I'm talking about. You know, so I think that what you saw Johnny doing was, he was trying to be too perfect, L Boogie. I think that's what it was. You think he was trying to be too perfect in trying to win the game, or do you think that the lights were just too bright for old Johnny Manziel?
I think it did what it was supposed to do as far as him being a rookie. You know, you can live with those rookie mistakes. I can't live with Brian Hoyer's mistakes. He's been in the league for 6 years. So I don't know if I can, you know what I'm saying, live with that. But, you know, they're willing to do that. I don't like the situation as far as him talking about packages and having a quarterback system. You should have never said that. I mean, why? You know what I mean? You got to have, I know you got to have different packages, but let Johnny do his thing when he gets out there. You know what I mean? And now you're playing with the media, you're playing with your team, talking about we're going to have packages and this and that. Just go with Hoyer. You know, and my thing is I'm not understanding why are we playing guys, you know what I'm saying, in the league who are going to be suspended. I know under the collective bargaining agreement they can play in the preseason, but it's like you're giving them all the snaps. I mean, there's other guys out there who need to be playing. You don't know what's
right.
Going to go on with Josh Gordon. You know what I mean? Blunt and Bell, they played, and you know they're going to get suspended. So it's like, why play these guys when you know they won't be playing first game of the season?
The regular
season. You know they won't.
Is that a punishment, L Boogie? Just playing for the rest of the third and fourth quarter.
Because just
Is that
just
a punishment?
Thing. Right. How you doing? Just think, Josh Gordon, Coach Patton, he challenged him because he did not do well. He tapped out. He tapped out in that preseason game. You saw it. And you don't understand that you're blessed to be still lacing him up with a uniform. That's why I said he needs to be at the rehab. He needs to just be soaking it in, getting himself together. He shouldn't even be on lacing him up going into preseason workouts or preseason games.
No lace up, El Boogie.
No lace up at all.
Yeah, I feel you, man. You know, I just don't understand, El Boogie. That's why I can't comment on what Roger Goodell is going to do. I know, I like Mike Tomlin. Don't get me wrong. I like Mike Tomlin. But the Pittsburgh Steelers been having their problems since Mike Tomlin been the head coach, dog. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying, man. This is ridiculous what's going on in Pittsburgh, dog. Are they, hey, let me ask you this. Is Mike Tomlin, is his rule of thumb slipping? Do you see that happening, El Boogie, or is he going to be able to correct this? Because I know this about Mike Tomlin. When I see my dude after, you know, a football game and he's in the post-game interviews, that dude sure know how to say the right thing, but his team don't never, you know, the last few years, man, the team ain't been stepping up to how he's been talking in the post-game, man. Do you think his rule of thumb is slipping out of his hand, El Boogie, in Pittsburgh?
Honestly, I don't think so. He won a Super Bowl.
Two of them. Oh, yeah, one. I take that back.
Yeah, he's won a Super Bowl. He's lost another. A lot of people don't go to one. Reason why we're so hard on Mike Tomlin, because he's been there. He's been doing it. So you take that in consideration of what's going on. And you like, man, if you don't get it done, you know what I mean? But one thing about the Pittsburgh and the Rooney organization, they stick with their coaches. I mean, they stuck with,
yes, they do.
You know what I mean, Chuck Knoll.
Coach Fisher.
With Coach Cowher. You know what I mean? They've only had three
Coach
coaches
Cowher.
You know what I mean? In the past 30 years. You know, so, when you look at that, you got to say that they've been reveling. So I think he can weather the storm. You know what I mean? I think he can get it done. And remember, they're transitioning. You know, their defense used to be the cornerstone of it. Now that it's going toward the offense, they're getting younger up front. You know,
right.
So. They're taking it, you know what I'm saying, it's a little transition for the defense. Now they got to really do a great coaching job with those guys. You know what I mean? So we'll see. What do you think about tomorrow?
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, let me ask you this. You know, tonight the New York Jets played a face-off with the New York Giants. In the last 3 years of the preseason, when these guys have met up, somebody significantly have been hurt. And if we have to go back to last year, we all know what happened to Mark Sanchez. Bada boom! He done busted that shoulder, El Boogie, a couple years before that. Chad Pennington, he dislocated his wrist. What's going to happen? Is anybody in this game with the New York Giants against the New York Jets? Are we going to have another significant injury before the season even starts? I know the sniper be out. That dude be out all the time, El Boogie. For some reason, he love the better last. He love being out there in New York, New Jersey. Somebody going to get hurt. I don't know who it's going to be. But you already know, man. He be going down like that.
Very much so. Very much so, man. I'm very – the thing that's – another thing I hope that happens is that Michael Vick gets another chance to, you know what I'm saying, his last hoorah. No disrespect to Geno Smith. But, you know, because there's been a lot of quarterback controversy with this Johnny Money and Brian Hoyer, no one has really been talking about, you know, Michael Vick and Geno Smith. You know, so we'll see how that, you know what I'm saying, how that goes. Around the league, you know, Colin Kaepernick, you know what I'm saying, told the Sport News, you know, Sports Illustrated, that after week two he played with a broken foot, broken bone in his foot, you know what I mean? But that's football, Colin. So you're not doing that nobody else is doing. You know what I mean? You know that. He act like he doing something somebody else not doing. There's other guys with bumps and bruises that are, you know what I'm saying, doing they thing. So you proving that you're tough with your teammates. You know, it's football. So, you know, I'm not impressed. I mean, it's cool, but you didn't look like you hurt yourself against the Packers. So. How you doing?
Yeah, man. I just, you know, that sniper's been really, he's already in effect during the preseason, you know, Boogie. And I think that he ain't finished because these guys, you know, going into week 3 and week 4 of the final preseason games, this is when we get to see our boys really do what they do. And when I say my boys, I mean the starters. The starters get to hang out and play for three quarters. You know what I mean? So I believe somebody's going to get hurt this weekend, El Boogie, before the season even starts.
Don't say that. We don't need no one getting hurt because we need everybody on deck. We want everybody's team. We don't need the sniper coming out preseason. He already got Darnell Dockett, so we don't need him coming back and hurting people's chances of, you know what I'm saying? But we know it because he's going to get real busy in regular season. He's going to be near a town near you. That sniper, boy, he put my man A-Rod 12, he put him on his shelf for a couple weeks. The sniper put him on his shelf. Man, look what the sniper did to me. The sniper got Machado. You guy got him in the batter's box. He playing baseball from the Orioles. He got him.
Say he ain't playing so, bad. The sniper is out, El Boogie.
Oh man. You know what I mean? So yeah, man. It's so ugly that I took a situation that I really didn't know that, you know what I'm saying? When we talk, we don't want nobody getting hurt. It's a lot of guys that have gotten hurt also in the college game that we, you know what I'm saying, like Braxton Miller. You know, we talk about injuries. So, you know, when we come back from the commercial, man, we going to have a little, you know what I'm saying, section of the show called No Capping Allowed. So I gotta tell you how this segment of the show go. It's frenzy, man. It's real frenzy. You know what I mean? So, man, I dedicate this, you know, our next, you know what I'm saying, song to the NFL, man. Because the streets is always talking, baby. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. UGK let you know it, man, because we did, you know what I'm saying, UGK, the sports talk world. One day
you're
here. I love
it when you say it like that, boy.
And the next day you're gone. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Selling crack, cocaine, and codeine. Time to stack some paper. I gotta do it quick. Thinking I'm a juvenile, but they don't know who they messing with. Yeah, my mama's only son, but I live every day like it's my motherfucking last one. Every nigga in they mama asking why, but I'm in the game, live by the game, and in the game I'ma die. And if I die, or should I say, if I go, bury me in Horn Park next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on as a trip you're here today. But the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby. York niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with jokes are hydroponic. Marijuana, gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Pac died on the corner behind a funky ass dice game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end, and I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in the pen for damn near 10, but now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone, cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
Up early cause ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoke too sweet and so these chickens fold. The clock like 9. Big nut holder, my boulder smolder on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get squalid under spitting lights. Niggas be looking shite, so I look shite back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches tryna lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga down at 40, Dante 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can ask Bumby, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy's son away? Man, if you got kids, show them you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here, and baby, the next day they gone.
Okay. I don't even listen to AM radio. You'll never see my cell on AM
radio. Hey, man, I'm in it. You know what, man? I'm chilling. I'm riding down at Sweet Avenue. In front of Shaw Heights. And one day you hit, they said you're gone. I just lost a friend of mine. You know, it's crazy, man. Black on black crime still going on. A friend of mine, man, his son was beefing with some other kid, and the kids happened to run up on him, man, and see him inside a store, 88th and Superior. And the son, they was trying to kill the son, but ended up killing the father, man.
Woo!
That just gave me chills. The son got shot 2 times. The father was gunned down, man. One of my dudes, man, from Wade Park, man. Big shout out to my man, Ed Powers, man, a.k.a. Goob Lover, man. His birthday today. Shout out to Goob, man. DDA. It's the streets, man. You know what I mean? We strictly in them. You know, I'm running the board in the streets. Microphone, checker, 1-2, checker. That's how we do it, man. Shout out to Heaven O Youth, man. Hey, listen to this. It's a purge going down where I'm from, and it's every day. It's every day. Hands up, don't shoot. You hit a bike, you hit a motorcycle. Oh, we in the streets, man. Next segment of the show. Oh, wait. It's deep, man. No capping allowed. Now, this is how it goes, bro.
No capping allowed.
No capping allowed. Is he capping or he ain't capping? Derrick Rose. Sat out a couple practices. Didn't play in the last exhibition game. Is he capping? Or is that a big concern, man?
No capping. You know, D. Rose, man, is a superstar. And what happened to Paul George is the reason why you're going to see a lot of more players just getting time off to rest. You know what I mean, L. Boogie? Because, you know, after that freak situation that happened to Paul George with him breaking his leg the way that he did, you know, Coach K, Jerry Colangelo, you know, Coach Tom Thibodeau, all these boys, all the coaches, you know, even your boy from Syracuse. You know, they keeping an eye on the way that they put these boys out there. They had a scary situation with your boy DeMarcus Cousins, you know, so he sat out. He didn't play against Brazil. Your boy Damian Lillard, he ain't really been getting a lot of time. So I've been noticing, L Boogie, that they've been trying to space it out for these guys to just, you know, one game they might get a lot of minutes, the next game they might not get as many or not at all. So I think that's no capping, big homie. I'm going to say no capping on that. I don't think it's going to be a big deal about D-Rose sitting out. Is that a cap or no cap in your mind, homie?
I'm going to say it's we capping. I'm saying we capping. He capping, man. Because it's sort of something like the he's going to have to do the Derrick, the D-Wade, man. He's D-Rose going to do the D-Wade. He can't play back-to-back. Can't practice like
right,
that,
right.
Man.
Right.
Can't do that. You know what I mean? So second person, man, second topic on the no capping or is he capping, Tony Stewart. No capping allowed or is he not capping? Which one, bro? He will not participate in another race. You know what I mean? So what's up with old Tony, man?
See, that's a tough one, L Boogie, because, you know, I don't know which way to ride with this one, because Tony can say all the right stuff and have his people say all the right stuff when, you know, you're being questioned. But, I mean, you ran a dude over, man. You actually ran somebody over that was on the track. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, you know, if he's just, I'm going to say Kevin, man, it's bad, dog. Because if he can't be able to shake this, you know, that's worse than Paul George breaking his leg. He ain't gonna be able to cap back like that, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's capping on Tony Stewart, man. What you think? Tony Stewart capping or no capping?
Man, I think Tony is making sure he doesn't race because of two reasons. He's not capping. You want to know why? Two reasons. Number one.
Reason number one. You said two reasons. You give me reason number one.
Reason number one, I think he's shell-shocked. He killed somebody. I think
right.
He's shell-shocked, and he's I don't think he's, you know, can race right now. And then number two, if he gets out there right now and run a race, boy, listen. You think his heart is made of cold blood on that course? It hasn't been 2 weeks removed in the funeral before you back out there on that road. So I think that was a political situation for him, secondly, not to race as well. So I think that was a smart move by them guys not to to get back out there on that road, man. I got another one for you. Capping or no capping? The Kansas City Royals.
Which one,
say that
again?
Who? I said capping or no capping? The Kansas City Royals. Are they capping or are they real, bro? The Kansas City Royals.
I think they real. I think they capping, homie. If this was the early part of the millennium, I would say no capping, but they capping, big homie. You know what I mean? So I'm rolling with the Kansas City Royals right now, man. I like the capping with the Kansas City Royals, man.
So they not capping. That's what I'm saying. So
they not capping. They not capping.
So what I'm going to say is, man, they capping, man. They won't be there at the end. They capping, man. No capping allowed. They're capping, so they will definitely be sitting on the sideline. They will not make the playoffs.
You are kidding me, man. Can this the first time Kansas City been doing it since the millennium, man, since 1989? You ain't gonna let the Kansas City run through with that. Oh, you hate on the blue team. You already got the blue and white team. You like the Dodgers. I know you. You ain't messing with no more blue and white team.
Man. Well, it's enough of us talking, man. It's time for us to get into the asylum before we go to another commercial, man. We're going to go to our man who's been listening to us for a while. You know what, man? You know what I mean? Our man Nacho, he about to bring some cheese, you know what I mean, from Phoenix, Arizona.
Nacho.
And my man Nacho, how you doing out there, man? What's on your mind, man? What's going on in your streets?
What's going on, El Boogie G-Ro? I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We out here living. We got some good weather out here in Phoenix, Arizona, so it's a lot. It's hot, you know. I don't have to take the ice bucket challenge just for the just for fun now. I can do it when I need to. Now, what I want to get into is this game, man. This preseason game, it's preseason game three for the Raiders and the Packers, and that's the game it's supposed to be. We see the starters for most of the game, and we get to see what teams are made of. From what I could tell, the Raiders are – we're going to start with the team I don't follow, which is the Raiders. And I'm going to say the Raiders are looking good.
You don't roll with the Raiders?
Nacho,
what's wrong with – what's wrong with
I don't
the Raiders,
roll with the Raiders.
Nacho.
I don't roll with the Raiders, but I give them their respect, and they good. They're getting better. Their team looks good. Khalil Mack, above all, is a beast. He's tearing up there. He's making their defense way better. He's looking good tonight. He was all around. He got a nice pick on the screen. He's a man among men in this league. So their defense is going to go up, and their offense is going to go. I have no idea. Matt Schaub.
You know
he did
going
not look
2-14
good.
Again.
No, I don't believe that. I believe if they can stick with Maurice Jones-Drew, because when he was in that first drive, they kind of just handed it off to him and did a couple of short passes, and they ran right down the field on us. And Maurice Jones-Drew looks healthy. He looks good. He looks fast. So I'm not as pessimistic on the Raiders' offense as most people were. But when they took MJD out, it was real bad. It was real bad for them. So when they took MD 32 out or 31 now, it got real bad for them. But now we'll go to the Packers. We started off the game real fast, like I expected. Eddie Lacy looked amazing. Our offense is clicking on all cylinders. We actually got some tight end receptions in that first drive. Got a touchdown real quick, and then we brought in James Starks for 2 or 3 drives, and our offense went nowhere. So I don't know what that means about James Starks. I don't know what that means about if he's not clicking in our offense. But when we brought the, I think, the second-year guy, Harris, the one with the long hair like Eddie Lacy, he came in and he brought an extra fire to the offense. He was catching screen passes and going out. He was running up the middle. So I think James Starks' numbers might be done. I think he might be our third running back this year, and he might play behind Eddie Lacy and Harris. And
hey,
and of course, go ahead.
I was gonna say this, Nacho. I wouldn't count Starks out because you know when Starks show up, he always show up at the right time. He the only
guy I know
that can get 200 yards in a playoff game when you don't even game plan for this guy. And then he kills you, and then the next week he don't show up, but he kills you the week after because you wasn't planning for him. You know what I mean? So I think that's
I get what you're saying.
I think Starks, he does this thing when he's, you know, when he needs to. He ain't really worried about all the rest of his others. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd give it up to Starks. Starks be doing his thing, man. I really will say that.
I do think you're right. I just think being the second guy to go to, I think it's going to start being Harris, and then we'll just kind of call on Starks, and if he can get hot like he normally does, because we can see it. He'll get 2 or 3 good runs in the first series he gets in, and then you know, oh, he's on today. And then you give him the rock, and you give him the rock, and James Starks will be on the whole game. But I just think from here on out, it'll probably be Eddie Lacy and Harris as our 1-2, and we're gonna have a 3-headed beast with Starks if he plays and he's healthy. I'm not worried about our running backs, but I just wanted to say our offense looked amazing. It moved down the field, even though those couple drives with Starks in, it was, I think, 2 drives in a row. Other than that, they looked smooth, clean, and efficient, and the defense looked better. attrition some of that to Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub looked off. He didn't look like he was supposed to be where he was supposed to be, and he was not connecting with the receivers. And I don't give any fault to the receivers because they looked like they were in the right spot most of the time. They were just missed throws. But our defense did look good. We got a nice little sack fumble on Matt Schaub, and, you know we're looking good out there. So I'm really excited. Just one thing to take away from this game, and I know this is going to probably start some heat up in the streets, but by the end of this season, fully healthy, Jordy Nelson will be in the discussion for top three wide receivers in this league. He might even be better than anyone you got under Megatron. And that's he's just so beastly. Just watching him, two plays. One, the defender makes a great play on him. Maybe he allowed pass interference. I don't call it. But, you know, I had a couple guys in the room said they called it. The next play, he runs a little five-yard dig, totally destroys the corner, makes the guy fall, and then trots in for a touchdown. This guy's beastly. He's so big and powerful, and he mushes people every time he gets the ball. So I do believe by the end of this season, Jordy Nelson will be in that discussion for top three, easily top three in the NFL.
See, now, Joe, will you be calling? I love your point of view, but, man, you heavy on the green. You heavy on the green and yellow, man. I love your point of view, but come on, man. I mean, I like what you say, man. The reason why I really dig the Packers is not because L Boogie, my other host on the show, is a Packer cheesehead. It's all because of AR, man. You know, if you a dude who can run Brett Favre out of Green Bay and come in and win championships, yeah, you know, hey, you have something to believe in, you know.
And on that note,
believe in a cheesehead. Because y'all defense started out with the Cowboys. Y'all 29-30 right over.
and today, to prove just how Aaron Rodgers is as good or better, there's a play. You got to look at it. They're going to have it on SportsCenter, I'm very sure. He runs around, literally runs around for 7 seconds, and shovel passes the ball, very Brett Favre-esque, for I believe it's a first down. So it's just a beautiful thing. We got this number AR and number 12 out there, and it's so amazing. It's just a great thing, and I know 31 teams are envious, and I say 31 teams because all 31 teams would love to have Aaron Rodgers, regardless who their quarterback is right now, and that includes 18 and the other number 12 up in New England.
Streets, you gotta love it. You know what? No, you do not have to love it.
You know, when the fans call
it
and get the holly back, you know,
you
watch
your
tongue. Right. My man.
Wow.
Nacho, look at
yeah.
Is it a big concern with Derrick Rose sitting out a couple practices? I know he's playing tonight. But do you think that's a big concern for the Chicago Bulls going into this season?
No. They just giving him a couple days off. It's not the Bulls. It's not anything serious. They were just like, if you want to sit down, you can sit down. If you don't, you can play. I'm sure Rose probably took it off himself. Like, yeah, let me rest. I don't know if it was you or if it was somebody else I was listening to brought it up the way Derrick Rose looked when that freak accident happened. He looked very concerned, and he looked very on the face like that could have been me. So out of all the people I saw sitting on the sidelines, that's the one that I saw because that was him 2 years in a row. Maybe not that bad, but he was that guy laying on the floor in pain out for a whole season twice. So he knows that feeling, and he didn't want to do it again. So seeing it that close, that real, that soon, and he's feeling healthy, he doesn't want to jeopardize it. So it was probably a mutual, if not just him saying, you know, they were saying, hey, do you want some days off? And he said, sure. It's nothing to worry about. I'm a second tier Chicago Bulls fan, you know. So I love Derrick Rose. My son's named after Derrick Rose, so I think it's great for him to take some days off and get ready for this season.
Last question for you. I ask you this. I know you've been, you know what I'm saying, watching and everything. Do you think Robert Griffin III, you think he was out of pocket with tweeting back from the criticism that was brought to his attention?
I honestly haven't heard much about that. What tweet are you talking about, per se?
Well, he was a lot of tweets came out saying that he doesn't look like his rookie, you know, when he was a rookie, and basically the sophomore slump. He didn't look good against, say, the Browns. He hasn't looked good, and
he
the
hasn't.
Pressure, yeah, he doesn't know how to slide. He doesn't know how to get down. You know what I mean? So he retaliated with a lot of things and tried to defend himself. So, what do you think about
RG3
coming up this year?
I think RG3. Like I said, I don't know most of the tweets. I'm really not a RG3 fan, if you want to say it. I do respect his game. I think he's good. I think he was a little bit not ready for this league. I seen it, not being able to slide, not being able to get down. I don't know if that's a mental thing, if he's trying to be a John Elway, Brett Favre type of guy and be tough, but I've seen it since his Baylor days. He doesn't get down. And even though you try to train a guy or teach a guy, it's in his nature, it's in his blood, it's in his being to keep going regardless of who's in front of him. And at that position in this league, with those gentlemen that are men coming to get you, you can't do that. So he can say what he wants to say about his play, it's going down. And his play's going down because everyone knows they're not afraid of him running because he's going to run into him and he's going to get hurt. So it gets to the point now where he's got to work on his pocket presence and his game and his accuracy, which is a hard thing to say about him because his accuracy is really good. But he needs to get better on it so he can be that accurate passer, that great passer in the pocket that he wants to be, that he should be. But him in general, I don't believe he was worthy of the number 2 pick overall. I think he got a lot of hype, a lot of Heisman hype, just a lot of media of attention, and he splashed that first year. I know he got injured and all the other, you know, things that go along with that. But the second year, it didn't get any better. Regardless of if they started him too soon or not, he still played and he didn't get any better. He actually digressed, and I expect him to digress this year too. And I expect Kirk Cousins to be the starting quarterback for the Redskins before the year ends.
I got one more question for you, sir. I know you heard about the Johnny Money finger gesture. What do you think about that?
I don't know anything about the Redskins. I don't know anything about the Redskins, but, you know, I know that he flipped off the Redskins, right, because it's Johnny Money.
Yeah.
But I don't care, and I don't give a crap, to be honest. They probably said something to him that if they would have heard, or if somebody else would have heard, or anyone would have heard, would have made everyone, you know, glance at it or say, what did he just say? You know, in this league, things are said to people by other people all the time that are very egregious, that are very vicious, they're mean. It's just the nature of this game. When you're in that square, that rectangle of a field, it doesn't matter. Everything is out the door. All respect, all anything. It doesn't matter because it's you against that other guy. So whatever happens on that field, I don't care. If he wants to flip him off, it's whatever. 5 years ago, no one would have ever known about it because no one would have been recording this preseason game. So it's just we only know about it because the cameras are there, because it's Johnny Money, because it's this or that. Things like that, I'm sure, you know, flipping off of the camera doesn't happen. He might need to get a little more creative with his signings. Not so much blatant out in the public like that. But you know, it's not a big deal to me. This is a man's sport, and if that offends you, if that makes you mad, you shouldn't be watching this game because there's a lot worse things going on in this game than a 22-year-old kid flipping off some guys. I mean, that's harmless. it doesn't harm anyone. It's nothing. It's him being a kid and probably getting shit talked to all afternoon, and he was tired of it. So it doesn't bother me at all.
Does that show any lack of immaturity, or you know what I mean?
Yes, it does. He's
Johnny in the long run.
No, in the long run, no, not at all. Maybe how people look at him, yeah. Oh, remember this the kid that flipped off the Redskins in that preseason game. Yeah, I'll come back with, you know, well, he's just won another preseason game. That's what my comeback will be when somebody says that to me in a couple of years. So I don't really care, you know, right now, yeah, it's immature, but he's immature. That's who he is right now. If you don't know that by now, you haven't been watching the news. You haven't been keeping up on Johnny Money. If you don't know Johnny Money's immature, that's your own fault. Johnny Money's immature right now. But give him some years in this league and a couple big guys to crack him on his head and put him right in his place, he'll mature up right quick, and he'll keep winning. So I'm not worried about it. In the long run, no. Right now, yeah, it's a little hit on his maturity, no. But it's not a big deal. Putting too much emphasis on this kid. Let him go win some real games.
I agree. It's not a big deal. We'll see what happens. He always has something to prove. It's a good thing, but also he got to know how to, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
talk. If you ain't got to show the gesture, they see you with a helmet on. They don't know what's coming out your mouth. That's the difference between that and basketball. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
they can't see what's coming out your mouth, because trust me, for him to be a jester, I bet you it was a lot of you know, rated R words being said. You know what I mean? And we in
exactly.
the street, so you know what they was probably saying. So, man, you know, but Nacho, man, anything, you know what I'm saying, you want to say before we get to the commercial?
No, just thanks for letting me come on again. Just wanted to, you know, I was watching this Raider game and this Packer game. It was looking real good. I love my Packers, but on the first drive, Maurice Jones-Drew scores a touchdown. And he does the gesture, hands up, don't shoot, no violence. And I commend him for that. Maurice Jones-Drew's always been a man of the streets. He's always been a man, very respectable man. He's been a great player in this league. But as a man, first and foremost, he's a great guy. And I just got to reiterate his sentiments, hands up, don't shoot, no violence anywhere. You know, I said it before. No violence, just period. It doesn't matter who it is, where it is, what's going on. No violence. It doesn't need to happen. But, yeah, just that. And, you know, I'll be happy to call in January 31st for my Packers play in Arizona for the Super Bowl, and we'll have a good time then. I hope we have some great shows between now and then.
No doubt. Go, Pack, go.
That comes the wall is blown.
No doubt. Hey, Rob, we got to go to
appreciate
a quick commercial. Yeah, we got to go to a quick commercial, Ro. Everybody, give us a call, 347-855-8896. Nacho, if you want to go back and listen to yourself, man, get on blogtalkradio.com. You know what I'm saying? The streets is talking in the search box. And now you can hear yourself, man. You know what I mean? And let us know how you feel about that, you know. But, man. It's the streets, baby. We got to go to a commercial. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Heaven know, I see you. I see you, baby. Let's go. Shit, oh, God, my feet, yeah. Man. Let's
hold
go.
Up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo,
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my teammate, I guarantee.
sensation, getting closer to God. In a tight situation now, take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, Sunday show. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got you, trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, Hempstead, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my people's react quick for lyrics like Max ahead. You dome up, when I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm free.
Sunny shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Living the life that is guns and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions.
I ain't talking to my mom in about a week. We back. Yeah. The streets is talking. Yeah. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Yo, 42 bro.
And next month. Oh, October.
Bro, you back in here.
Nah, ain't no more threes. Ain't no more threes, brother.
Man, yo, we back in the asylum, man. My co-host, he really in the streets. Such as I am, man. Special shout out to my man. Yo, BL Bill Myers, I see you, baby. Man. My man Bill, man, he on the line. We're going to get him in a second. I want to get him get his opinion about the Cleveland Browns, man, and what we need to be looking for this year. You know what I mean? Let me see what's up with my cellmate, man, T-Row, if he's ready to get back on the air. T-Row, you ready, man?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm in. You know what it is, man. I'm just in the streets, man. I'm with the point guard, the power forward, and the small forward. You know what it is. I got Dr. Chet. I got Dana Pope, and I got Anthony Cowell. And, hey, from the women's team, I even got Sherry, dog. You remember Sherry from the hoop squad?
No doubt. But listen to this. If tell them to call the show, man. While you're doing the show, tell them to call in and talk about what they want to talk about. Now, I'm about to get a guy. Listen to this. Hold on, Depot. I'm about to get my man in, Bill Myers. He's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I need to get his opinion about the distraction that just happened with his Pittsburgh Steelers. And when I know his chances of them beating the Cleveland Browns week one. So hold on. Let me get my man Bill Myers in here. Bill, you on the line, man? You in the streets. What's going on with you?
I'm on the line, L Boogie. What's going on, man?
What's going
Hello?
On, man? How you feeling? How you feel about your two running backs that got caught up with the marijuana situation? What's going on with your team? Anything that's going to be a distraction for the season?
I don't think it's going to be a distraction for the season. I think it was a distraction for last night's game. Not happy about it at all. Le'Veon or Legere pulling something. I'm more surprised at Le'Veon pulling it than it is Legere. You know, that just shows me some things about Le'Veon that he didn't show on his resume coming into the league. Legere, you know, it was just time was coming to see it. But I'm kind of glad that it happened now, and now it's a situation that's going to be out of the way. Going to be put behind, and it's not going to be a situation that's going to carry over into the season. So I do think, although it happened last night, I think that's it. I think it's going to be behind them, and I think they, you know, whatever the NFL comes down with them on, if they come down with them on anything, it's going to be short and quick, and it's going, they're going to move on from there.
Okay, okay. Now, you live in the city of Cleveland, and I know you're a sports fan more than anything. What do you think of the direction? I know they're in the same division with your Pittsburgh Steelers, but what do you think the direction of the Cleveland Browns with the you know, them picking Brian Hoyer now, the hometown kid, Johnny Money Manziel situation? What do you think they're going right now? You think they're going in the right direction?
Two things, I think. Number one, I think that, based on some, and a lot of people don't like to talk about it just because they don't like to put it out there, but I think some of the reason of the politics of the NFL, that's why, I think that's part of the reason why they went with Hoyer over Manziel. I mean, you know, of course, the little middle finger didn't help his situation and all, but I think, you know, part of it was a politics side, and the other part what it was that, you know, hey, Ty goes to the senior, you know, no different than the Ty goes to the runner. You know, when you got a close situation right there, you got to go with somebody who knows the offense better. And I think that's why they ended up going with Hoyer over Manziel. I think the one thing that is shown, though, is that Hoyer does know the offense better. But either way it goes, the offense is still struggling. And I think it's going to take the defense. It's going to have to be Baltimore Raven-esque, where the defense is going to have to put some points up sometimes because the offense ain't going to be able to do it. And if Josh Gordon does get that 1 year suspension, it's going to look tough for him.
Wow. Let me ask you this, Bill. So a lot of penalties being thrown this preseason. You think that's going to carry over to the regular season?
I do think they're going to tighten down as an official. You know, I know that, you know, you're taught to man, you know, again, to organize and mandate the game. You know, your job as an official is just to allow the game to happen and play, but just police it to make sure nothing unnecessary happens. When you get to the level of the NFL, again, you do have some politics that play into it. So I think in the beginning, it is going to start out kind of tight. But as the season goes on, I think the flags are still a little tighter because they don't want any more 4, 5, 6 hour games.
Right, right, right. Another quick question. Derrick Rose, is that a concern, him not, you know, him resting, or you just think it's just precautionary and something that he needs to do going into the regular season?
D Rose, yeah, I think, you know, when you're coming off a situation like D Rose and where you had a guy who, you know, his potential is so high, you know, his window is so big, and he suffers the two injuries that he suffered. You do get a little bit timid in that situation, and the opportunities to rest him, you're gonna take advantage of him because you don't want any slip ups. So I think they're just being kind of preventive preventive types just so that they don't run into anything unnecessary before the season starts. But he did look good, and he does look good, you know, coming off of what I seen him come. So,
right. Is there anything you want to touch on before we let you get out of here? You know what I mean?
No, man. I know, you know, like I said, I apologize for not, you know, calling in. I know I was supposed to been called into the show and everything. You know, I know you guys doing good things over there. So, no, man. Hey, I mean, you know, we 2 weeks away from football. You know, lovely time. You know, I gotta root for the Bearcats this year because my son will be a freshman down there. Not playing football, just going to be a student at this point. But, you know, he's a Bearcat now. So now I got to look at the Bearcat. So, you know, he's down there. You know, we're actually down here checking him in now.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. He's down in Cincinnati, man, putting his son on the college campus. That's beautiful. And he's got some time with the streets. One more thing, speaking of college football, Braxton Miller, he went down. Gene Smith, the athletic director, said at the skills position, this has been the most talent they've had in 10 years. You think it's going to be a problem for Ohio State not having Braxton Miller?
Experience-wise, yes, because I think Braxton Miller was the best running back Ohio State has this year. So I see Ohio State maybe taking – I think maybe taking one or two losses. They won't lose a lot, but I think they may lose one or two with his absence. But I am interested in seeing this kid out of Wichita, wherever he's from. I heard he's pretty good, but hurt himself in his high school days, tore his ACL up in high school. So I want to see what he's gonna do. But yeah, that was a big hit that the Buckeyes took losing Miller.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a big one. I felt sorry for you guys. You know, I'm a Florida State Seminole fan, so, you know, just being from Ohio, I know I always say when I see Braxton Miller with the ball, Miller time. So, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's
going
to be itchy. Yeah, to lose a guy like that, it's going to be itch rough.
Oh, yeah, man. So we appreciate you calling in, sir. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And we appreciate you being in the streets, big bro.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy, man. Keep it strong.
All right.
That's what's up.
No doubt. Listen on in. I appreciate you, sir.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Man, Ohio State about to go 9-3. You know, last year they got lucky, L Boogie, even when Braxton got hurt last year, they were able to maintain because of the simple fact that they had a quality backup to back up Braxton and carry them over the hump. Now you got a true freshman coming in. You really don't know what you're going to get out of this guy, but hey, anything can happen. You know what I mean? When Braxton was a freshman, he came in, he was on those special plays, and when he came in, he did big things on those special plays. To get him over the hump with Terrell Pryor, but I just think it's going to be tough for Ohio State to do what they do. But I will say this, as long as you got a guy down the name of Urban Meyer, you ain't really got nothing to worry about because that dude going to win you the first eight of them before you think about taking a loss. So we'll give it up to Urban Meyer, man. Have a little faith. But I think they're not going to be able to, you know, get in that playoff L Boogie. It's going to be too tough because we know Michigan State is going to be tough. We know Michigan is going to be tough. And you know Wisconsin is going to be tough. So we'll definitely see how Ohio State is able to, you know, to get the new quarterback in and get him comfortable as quick as possible. But – I just can't believe they. I thought L Boogie that when you are in tour days or when you warming up to get ready for the season, I thought the quarterback wore a different color shirt so you couldn't hit this guy.
Oh man, yeah, but they said it wasn't about hitting. He said that he couldn't make a couple throws, and he was trying to make a couple throws, and
the assistant coach came out and said it in an interview before they went out to practice, and they asked him about his shoulder, and he said, we'll see after today because, you know what I'm saying, they were doing a couple more different type of throws with him. So, yeah, that's kind of like what happened to him.
He got the Colt McCoy. Oh, I feel like my arm is weenie right now. I can't feel my arm.
Right. So he's the best.
What? He shouldn't go to the league. If he got hurt in non-contact drills, how is he gonna do in the league?
Man, tell you what. He better move to running back or receiver. Because after he comes back next year and wins the Heisman, he's gonna have to move to one of those positions. I cannot see him playing quarterback in the league. Just like Terrell Pryor right now, I think he should be moving to receiver. Going to, you know, don't know. I know they want to play these quarterback positions, but he's not a quarterback.
And he can't run across
Terrell
the middle.
Pryor is, Terrell Pryor is not a quarterback, man. And I'll beat him. He's an athlete. He's a great athlete. I tell you that. So, you know, I don't put too much on TP. Very, very good athlete, but I really don't see it. You know what I mean? So, but Ro, before we go to commercial, man, it's winding down. We were just talking about the Kansas City Royals, talking about capping or not capping. I'm asking you this, man. Who's going to, when the dust clears, after the dust clears, who's going to be there?
As far as what sport are we talking?
Ro, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I say, what sport we talking? Who's going? What sport you talking about? Basketball, college football? What we talking about? Baseball?
We talking about baseball. When it does clears, who do you think is going to be standing, man? I'm talking about the baseball because the Kansas City Royals. You say they for real? I'm saying they not. Hey, Terrell. Excuse me, Mr. Price pitched a one hitter and he still lost against his old team. So, Detroit struggling. Do you think they're going to come out of it? You know Anaheim or the A's are going to be in the playoffs because they, you know, either one of those teams has the wild card or the division. So, man, what do you think is going to happen? And then down in the National League, the NL Central, oh, my goodness. This is frenzy, man. The Nationals just won 10 in a row. What do you think, man?
I think that in the National League, I think it's good for the Washington Nationals to finally hit their stride because a lot of people picked those guys to do a lot of big things this year, and they didn't start off the way that a lot of people thought they were going to start off. But now it's looking like they're getting hot at the right time, and it's gonna take a lot of, you know, chemistry for one of these teams to go up against the Los Angeles Dodgers, because we know that between the Los Angeles Dodgers, the San Francisco Giants, and the St. Louis Cardinals, one of those three teams are going to actually be the ones to come out on top. Which one is going to be the actual one to come out on top? It's going to be the one who can find a little streak when the time matters. And we only got about, you know, 30 days before actual playoff starts in the Major League Baseball. So I believe that when the smoke clears, I'm going to say that the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to be one of those teams that are going to be there. And I think that the way that things ended last year, I think that gives them some billboard material on how to get it done this season. As far as the American League goes, I'm going to say that you know, I don't want to say that it's going to be a state rival as far as the World Series go, but, I mean, anytime you got the Anaheim Angels playing the way that they're playing this year, or you get the Oakland A's who can definitely, you know, run the table from here on out, it just might be that this World Series is going to be an in-state World Series between one of the California or between two of the California teams. So I just pray that the San Francisco Giants or the St. Louis Cardinals don't make it to the World Series this year, because out of the last 6-7 years, one of those two teams have been in the World Series. They may not have won it all, but they definitely been in there to give a shot at the title. So as long as the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals not in it, I'm cool. I can watch it because we both know that when it comes down to baseball, the most exciting thing about baseball are the playoffs. And when you get that going, especially now that we got the one-game series, we could definitely have one of those guys come from the one-game series and, you know, go on a little streak and just might win it all. But that's later to tell. So, but, yeah, I'd say it could be an in-state rival, man, where two of the California teams just might be playing for the title.
Riding
around the car.
That's my buddy Ant right there.
You
can't see me. That's Ant right there. I don't know if you can see him.
Yeah.
That's my buddy right there.
Yo, L Boogie, let me ask you this, man. Do you think that it's gonna be your boy Clayton Kershaw who might lead his team to get it in with the Los Angeles Dodgers, or do you think it's gonna be one of those pitchers, you know, over there in Oakland that's going to get it done? Do you think which one of those pitchers on the baseball team you think going to be able to come out on top and shine the brightest when the time comes?
Man, I think Kershaw is going to get the MVP.
He going to win the Cy Young?
He's going to win the Cy Young, and he's going to win the National League MVP.
Yeah.
I know they say that pitchers, you know, they got an award, the Cy Young or whatnot, but honestly, he's the National League MVP. Just his presence when he goes out there and wins games, I think that he's the one that does it the best. You know what I mean? He's the
right.
most valuable player to his team.
Yeah. He definitely is that. Winning 13 games in a row, you know, 13 straight before he actually lost the game. And just his last loss that he had, he's the first Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher to strike out double digits. Batters, and also lose the game without walking a batter since Don Sutton in 1975. So, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I really think that Kershaw is that thing, man. I mean, I'm looking at it, you look at the players who, after they sign a big contract, you know, you thought that it was going to be him, another guy who signs a big contract who gets hurt. Your boy Hamilton over in Anaheim, Pujols. Excuse me, Prince Fielder. Excuse me, not Prince, but yeah, that's his name. Yeah, Jerry Weaver. You know what I'm saying? Fielder over with your guys, the Texas Rangers. They sign these big contracts and they don't come through. But Kershaw, it's been the truth. He's a Texas chainsaw. He's cutting their heads off, man, and how he's doing it, I mean, he just looks so smooth and real, real, real great, man. So my hat off is to your boy from Texas, man. I know y'all, you hollering about them guys from Texas.
Yeah, buddy.
Say that again.
Go. I say, yeah, buddy, it's going down.
Yeah, them guys from Texas, man, they always doing it. So let me ask you this. Can Baltimore hold on over there in the East, man? I hope not. What do you think?
To be honest with you, the Orioles are just one of those teams that were hot in the beginning and that made you want to keep an eye on them, but I don't think they're going to be able to do too much now that Machado's gone down with season-ending surgery. So, it's all bad for Baltimore right now.
You think? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
anybody but the Boston Red Sox. Anybody
but
the Boston
not going
Red Sox. Y'all hope not. Anybody but them. I don't want them to get into anything, man. So, you know, they didn't went from first to worst. They used to go from worst to first. But they went from worst to from first to worst at the winning the World Series. Look what happens. And, you know, that happens in baseball, though. It's like Goodfellas. After you win the World Series and you want to cut payroll, you blow the joint.
Right.
So, yeah, man. Let me, you know, go to the Little League World Series. Big shout-out to the Chicago, you know what I'm saying, Jackie Robinson West. You know, Chicago, Illinois, they represent the state of Illinois. They beat Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? If they win tomorrow at 3:30, they'll be the first all-black baseball team to Little League, excuse me, first black Little League United States champion to compete for the World Champion World Series of Little League Baseball. It's 1981, Ro. 1981. So let me ask you this. Is that going to – will that help the cause for more minorities as far as blacks into Major League Baseball or trying to compete?
So after what I make a laugh.
I'm gonna say this, L Boogie. I am over ecstatic about, you know, the Chicago Illinois team making it to the finals. They got a tough task at hand when they're going up against Nevada.
Right. Do you think that they
got a chance
against Nevada because they had a loss?
Right, and Nevada's one of those teams that can take you yard like they did Philadelphia. I thought Philadelphia was going to be able to do something, but they weren't able to get it done against Illinois. But it's all good. If Illinois wins, I mean, L Boogie, this is something that needs to be celebrated, you know, for a while. Because like you said, since 1980, we haven't had,
81.
You know, this yeah. 1981 that we've had this happen. I mean, it's just big, man, especially what happened to the state of Illinois over the last few years, especially how much they were in the news with how things were going on with, you know, the education system and teachers, you know, taking a break from, I mean, it was just all crazy. And for now to see everybody unifying with the baseball team to try to rally around these young people to get it done. Yeah, for them to get it done. And I think they're going to be able to get it done.
I hope so, man. You see over in the international, you know what I'm saying, bracket, it's the usual suspects, South Korea and Japan. South Korea and Japan. You see, you got the usual suspects, man, you know. Poor old Mexico, they just got walloped. Yeah, they just got walloped, man. It was ugly.
Yeah, it was.
Does the United States, Nevada, or Chicago, do they have a chance against one of those teams, man?
I mean, honestly, they do, L Boogie, because I will tell you this. The one thing about Nevada and the one thing about Illinois is that those boys got bats. They can take you yard. And if these little Asiatic people can't get the ball over the plate or if they come with a slow ball,
It's all it's gonna be lights out, L Boogie.
Right. Sorry, Monet. I mean, she did her best. Did you hear about Monet on eBay? One of her baseball sold for $1,000. Until I pop up. You hear me? Did you hear me, Trent?
Say that again.
T-Row? I said Monet, her baseball was sold over on eBay, autographed baseball for $500. What you think about that, man? These Little League World Series kids, you know, being exploited or whatnot, but when Johnny Manziel did it or somebody in college do it, it's a violation.
If the baseball was sold for 500, how much the Sports Illustrated cover gonna sell for? $2,000?
More than that. I'm pretty sure they pay her a pretty nifty dollar as well.
Yeah. Yeah, she gonna get some money, man. No, now she ain't gotta really worry about too much else, but she gonna be followed. And I mean followed well.
Yeah, very much so. The movement is, I think, it's moving in the right direction. The movement is moving. I'm very excited about it. More, you know what I'm saying, more and more, you know, African-Americans are playing the game of baseball, and the new commissioner, he commented on it as well. So I think it's moving in a nice direction, in a great direction. So, you know.
Hey, did you hear about what Bud City said?
What did he say?
Bud Selig say he wants to see a woman in the league in his lifetime. How you going to want to see a woman to play baseball in the major league and you won't even let Pete Rose get to the Hall of Fame? Man, you tripping. What's in your cup, Bud Selig?
Right. What is in your cup, Bud Selig? How can you do that? You sit here and tell me you want a female in the major league world, in the major league baseball, but Pete Rose can't go to the Hall of Fame? Wow. That's wicked.
Big shout out to my girl Maya Moore. She won the WNBA most valuable player of the year, you know, with the Minnesota Lynx. And if it wasn't for her, I mean, you know, Minnesota would have been, I'm not going to say they wouldn't be good, but she's the reason why Minnesota has been on top for the last couple of years. And now, you know, the playoffs are starting. The Minnesota Lynx was able to take care of San Antonio yesterday. The Indiana Fever was able to take care of the New York Liberty. And, you know, you got a couple of games tonight. The Phoenix Mercury are going to play the Los Angeles Sparks tonight. And big shouts out to the Phoenix Mercury, man, the WNBA basketball team. Those women won a WNBA record 29 games this season, El Boogie. Never been done, even when you think about some of those dominating teams that were out there when the WNBA first began, like the Houston Comets and the L.A. Sparks when they had Lisa Leslie and things like that. You never thought that these guys, the Phoenix Mercury, would be able to actually win more games than those teams. Those teams were set up back in the day, El Boogie. You know what I mean?
Man, wasn't they? Wasn't they? Man, it was crazy. It was real crazy. And, man, it's frenzy, bro. I tell you that. It's frenzy. So, man, we'll see what happens. You know what I mean? You know, we got to go to a quick commercial and pay the bills. When we come back, it's Freestyle Friday, man. You know what I mean? And we're going to give our shout-outs, man. You know what I mean? So, quick commercial right quick. I know you're kicking it. You know what I mean? With the alumni and everything. So, I'll be there tomorrow, baby. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? So, say something for me, man. What you saying, EPMD, man? That's to my backcourt mate, man, Chad and D-Pope, man. EPMD, let's go.
Have to go back and stack cause they lack the ingredients. EPMD and scratch for that. Yo, I'm the
the hip-hop up, plus the soul shocker. Down with indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when the time is late. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and blow.
That's where it's born.
Back a second time, put on a different assignment. To do a sucker new jack, who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone. Record. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? I'm not playing, understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm swaying, taking no shorts, showing vital signs, you can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine to 99, because I'm fine as wine, sit back and recline, watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll, catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl, cause I choose to refuse this black, when I'm back, I take a chance, Jack, so I must attack, with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. All my style is death, and then deadly as crack.
While I'm slaying, music's playing, the sucker is laying. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call us cousins. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got to chill and more. The proof is in the pudding, so check the billboard. People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP. You ain't gold, so what you saying?
Made it to the studio, man. I'm kicking it with Big J Dub, my nephew Dominique, man. We chilling in the studio, you know what I mean? We're gonna cut it a little short tonight, you know. Bro, give us some shout outs, man, before we get out of here. Bro, you got any shout outs before we get out of here, man? Before I hit the Freestyle Friday, you want me to do that first, real quick?
Oh, man, you know what it is. Shouts out to everybody checking us out on the web. You know how we get down, man. Shouts out to everybody that was in the shop. You know, Fat Cuts over there at Kill. You know what I mean? And I want to say what's up to my peeps, man. Everybody out there, Chet and Sherry, man, that came and checked us out this evening. And, you know, we got Pope and Kyle.
Man, I'm going to slap one of these dudes in the studio, L Boogie. You know, they just...
What up, L Boogie? What up, L Boogie?
What up, L Boogie?
I see the nigga truck right out here, nigga. Hey, let me take you back to Indiana, nigga.
Oh, man, I'll be out there tomorrow, man, to punch him in the mouth for you, T-Ro. Don't worry about it. The general be back out there, man.
You see
where I know they listen to me.
What's up with you, man?
Yeah.
Hey,
no
man.
Doubt,
hey,
no doubt, man. Let me hit the freestyle floor right quick. Well, you ready, man?
Yeah, let's get it, dog.
Oh, man. Oh, we.
great. I'm going to take you back to 94. We was doing it. I was at the Garden, and I had a small forward named Pope. We used to run and play, and it was an alley-oop. Next thing you know, my man was dunking it through the hoop. Chet was at the one, and I was at the two. Man, we was coming through the door like we was the Wolf. We ran the table and got to the dance. You and Pope, y'all messed up my chest. I ain't going to let you live it down because I could have got a ring. And you don't even know, man. We was all on our way to do our thing. Man, it was so slick, man. You know we was hot. But, you know, Pope was defiant. He started acting like Pop. He wanted to kick it. And, you know, we was in the W-A-I-I. That's Hawaii for them guys who don't know, man. Check it out on the Wi-Fi. Man, Google us. We done built builders in the spot off Camelback. Oh, man, I'm going to let you go with that freestyle rap. I'm done, man. What you got on there? What you got, man? What you got for me on the shout-outs right quick, bro?
Man, you know, shouts out to the fam, man. WWDO Radio, man. What we do, you know, stand up, man. It's the streets, man. Everybody in Friday, man. The L Boy, L Boogie, and T-Ro. You know how we get down, man. It's the love, baby. It's the love. Hey, shouts out to everybody who called in, checking us out on, you know, in the asylum. Nacho with the cheese, man. I'm about to come in. I'm going to personally have to go check out Nacho, man, to try to see what he got in that crystal ball, man. Because every show, he got something good to say about them Packers. Them Packers ain't that good. Your defense might, your offense might be good, but your defense ranked in the bottom 28. So I'm just saying.
Man, you always got to kick us when we, you know what I'm saying, we trying to have a good dream, man. Don't mess up my dream. Damn, just because y'all
hey, man,
ain't
man, I ain't trying to mess up my dream.
You
the one making it to the playoffs. My team is still hoping and wishing.
Man. Oh, man. Man, I want to give shouts out, man, to everybody that was tuning in. Nacho, my man, Dane. Bill Myers, first time listener, first time caller. I want to give him a shout out. You know what I mean? So, man, shout out to all the people that were listening in. Man, my nephew, godson, little T-Ro, you know what I'm saying, J2B, I'll see you guys, man. I'll be there shortly. So, you know what I mean, be ready. And, Pope, don't pass out, man, before I get there. Damn, man. So make sure you up. Make sure you up when I get there, man. Don't drink it all, man. I'll be there soon, man. You know what I mean?
I got it, L Boogie.
Hey,
I got a little take a couple down myself though. You know, no doubt. Can I take the truck back to Indiana, man? I can put gas in the muscle. Of course, I'll be there to take the, I'll be there 24 hours, man, less than that. So, man, I appreciate y'all boys listening, man. I love y'all, man. I'll be there when the sun go down tomorrow. It's all love, baby. Let's go.
Let's get out of
yeah.
here, man. WWDO. You know what I mean? We're going to leave
man.
Off. You know, we're going to leave with an old school like Puffy told him. It's a remix. You know what I mean? Let's go. Love you, Ro. I see you in the asylum, man. Catch you tomorrow.
Yeah, sir. We're going to get at y'all tomorrow. No, Park, Texas, that's up. California. Midwest, Ohio.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
No doubt, no doubt. LeBron in the building. Kevin Love, 1201. Skippy in the building. You already know. Let's go.
With no lens. Cold as cocaine, smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I'm kicking in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me,
come
no
on,
more,
Sean. Yeah.
Let's ride, stop, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby.
No, I had to stop that one. This one for you, OG scorekeeper. Man, it's the purge, baby. Let's go.
Stop. They want me to go. I'm already gone.
Yeah, let somebody turn these boys off. Don't they know that I'm on? Can't they see that it's foolish to try to kill me with song? What the fuck are they hearing? You killing me softly. You talk me to death. Only thing you can see, Tom. I open the door for them. What else can I do? These niggas want me to walk for them. Somebody talk for them before I go off for them.
They want me to fall.
They want me to fish for them. They want me to catch clean. They cook up the fish for them. All of this just for them. Or they got a fist for him. They want me to disappear like it's gon' shit for them. They say that I'm in the way. They want me to fish for them. But what they admitting is they ain't got shit for him. And really the fact is we not in the same bracket, not in the same league. Don't shoot at the same baskets, don't pay the same taxes, hang with the same bitches. So how am I in the way? What is it I'm missing? Nigga, I've been missing. Nigga, I've been gone. This shit that you just witnessed is this I've been on. And that's for the critics. Tell me I don't get it. Everybody could tell you how to do it, they never did it. Now these niggas is mad. Oh, they call me a camel, but I'm after the drought. What the fuck, I'm an animal. Half man, half mammal. My sign is a fact. This is just what I'm planning to. Oh, don't be mad. On another level, on another plane already. H-O-V, I got my own lane already. I done cooked up the rock already. So why the fuck can't y'all get hot already? Put your name in the pot already. Niggas compare me with Biggie and Pac already. Like I'm gone already. And I am, nigga, I'm already home already. If y'all can't already see, I ain't worried about y'all, cause I'm already me. Yeah, do you already? Enough with the complaining boo-hoos already. Eat food already. Ain't nothing given, you gotta claim your shoes already. Yeah. So information, I don't know who you racing. I'm already at the finish line with the flag waving. Come on.